Okay, good morning, everybody. So the next din in the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, is the din in the Sanhedrin. It's not a din in the Beis Din Shal Shosha, which Mirsa Hashem will get to tomorrow. And the Rambam writes, Kishem Shabezdin Menukin Bitzada Kach Tzrichin. This is not negotiable. Lios Menukin Mikol Mumei Haguf. We'll come back to the Kishem and Kach. It's a telltale. And then the Rambam says, in the consensus here, in the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, is none of this is really the Yikuva. It's based on a different Gemara, as we'll see. V'tzarech leishtadol v'livdo kulachapes, it's best. Sheyukula and balei seva, balei koma, balei mara, balei mara. The Lecha Mishnah is a great term for these. The malos hayofi, nivonei lachas, shevishyeda b'rova lashonos k'dei shelo tehei sanhedrin shomas, mipi haturgeman. Okay, so let's see, what are the makoros here of the Rambam? There are actually two different ones. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yedzayin Amin Aleph, Am Rabbi Yochanan and Moshe, Rabbi Sanhedrin, Balei Koma, Balei Chachma, Balei Mara, Balei Zikna, Balei Kshafim, that's Nivoni Lachash, Meshe Yodim, Meshevim Lashon, Shalotei Sanhedrin, Shomas, Mipi Amiturgeman. So again, the Kesef Mishra says, this is all the Chathchila. Lecha Mishra says, there are two on the list that he thinks are the Yikuva, Balei Chachma and Balei Kshafim, because that's a Midi Detalia B'Chachma, but everything else, well, it's optimal, it's not le'ikuva, and the Rambam repackaged v'yodim b'shivim lashon as berov ha'lashono shalotei sanhedri shomas mipi ha'miturgeman. Then there's a Gemara Kiddushin Ayin Vav, this is clearly le'ikuva in the Rambam, different makor. Tani Rav Yosef v'shem shebezdim nukin b'tzedek ha'chem nukin mikol mumam ha'maremer ma'ikra kulachi afar ha'yasi umum ein bach. So the chiddush of the Rambam was to put these two Gemaras together, but as we would say, mutatis mutandis, to be able to say, you know, one is l'chatchila and one is l'ikuva. But the organization here of the Rambam really makes two points. So one, k'shem shebezdim minukim etzadek ach tzrichin liyos minukim mikol mumei haguf. So this is clearly a din in the kavod of the Sanhedrin. K'shem shebezdim minukim betzadek, it's not just kach and, but for the very same reason, right? That we need to the Sanhedrin to have the kavod ha'am, to have the honor of the people, and what's that is clearly going to require their integrity being beyond reproach, and that's clearly going to require, right, a certain kind of aesthetic. Now, along those lines, it would be great, says the Rambam, v'tzarech leishtadol v'livdo kulachapes, the better you can do, the better, balei seva, balei koma, balei mara, nivoni lachash, yedu v'rova lashonos. Again, whether you accept the Lecha Mishnah's, you know, hasaga here or not, that actually some of this might be li'ikuva, the point is that Tzarech Leishtadil enhances the actual din li'ikuva. So we need the Sanhedrin to be beyond, you know, the beyond reproach, and that has to do with ethics, and that has to do with aesthetics. The first is substantive, the second is just a concession to the reality of human nature, that it's very hard for people unless they, you know, have a sense that, you know, certain individuals are, you know, of stature, and it's just hard for them to see the Sanhedrin, you know, that way if you don't have, you know, that physical presentation. So whatever, you know, that being the case in terms of, you know, human nature, so it becomes a kishem and kach. And the more that we can do, you know, to further that status, you know, the better. So the Rambam is effectively packaging the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan, you know, as an expansion, not likuva, but a l'chatchila expansion of the din in Asar Yochsin, where, you know, kulach yafara yasi umum ein bach, which has to do with the capacity of the Sanhedrin to fulfill its singular role, which is, of course, to inspire a sense of, you know, diligence and devotion to the Torah.